4NUE, mobile.
UE, I hope I got that right. My call is KC4SKD, name is Larry.
Hey Larry, Chad, how are you? KC4SKD, I believe it was. So, Friday afternoon, headed to the American Legion. Tonight's bingo night. And last time I volunteered, first time I volunteered, I got COVID. So 3 weeks later, I'm going to go try it again. Maybe I won't get sick this time.
Here that you had that. Yeah, I went through that in June. I had to take a week off of work. It was like a bad head cold. Stay tired a lot. Excuse me. But I got to feel a little better and decided I'd do a few things. So I filed old paperwork, you know, stuff like that.
So what's up with you today? You on the way home or headed in or headed out?
I stopped at the bicycle store and picked up some lubricant and a new tube. So when I go riding, if I get a flat, I don't have to try patching it. I can just change the tube and hopefully keep on riding.
Yeah, so you do competition riding or just healthy or kind of like we got a Walmart special kind of Schwinn kind of deal.
But fancy. I just do riding mainly for health and enjoyment. You know, some of the bike trails. I've been on the Swamp Rabbit Trail quite a few times and the Doodle Trail over in Easley where we live. So I just ride for enjoyment, but it helps to have a few little tools and things to make adjustments and fix things.
Our club up here in Tron, we do the radio work for the assault on Mount Mitchell. So it's the first time I've been to a bike race, you know, and I overheard some of the competitors talking, and there's just one guy, he had close to, if I can remember it right or not, but I want to say it was over $20,000 in a bicycle. And I couldn't believe that. But, you know, some of these guys, they're pretty serious about that stuff, you know. But, I mean, I had little digital GPS trackers and speedometers and, you know, calorie burners and special, everything on the bike was special. Special wheels, special stickers, special shirts. You know what I mean? It was just, I couldn't believe that you could do all that to a bicycle.
Not 20 grand for all that kind of stuff. No, not me. One of the guys I work with, you know, his philosophy is if you don't spend at least $6,000, you might as well forget it. I said, man, I don't have that kind of money to spend on a bicycle.
Or NUE, yeah, roger that. So my sister-in-law bought my wife a Schwinn bicycle for Christmas about 3 years ago. Got it from Walmart or something like that, you know. And I'm constantly having to work on that thing. You know, the basket or the brakes or the cables or something. So I don't know, maybe those expensive bikes you don't have to work on. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. Like I said, mine's not too terribly expensive itself. But, I mean, you do have to adjust the cables and things every once in a while. Keep them lubricated. As compared to cars, they do require a lot of maintenance for the amount of miles you put on them.
Yeah. But, like I said, my wife and her sister, they ride occasionally. Maybe once a year for about 10 minutes. And it takes me a couple of hours to get it working. So I guess that's a fair trade.
Spent a lot of time on bicycles, and when we were kids, we grew up on them. That was our transportation around the neighborhood. We used to be in model rockets too. We'd fly model rockets, and that was how we chased after the rockets. So it all hop on bicycles and go riding out to where it supposedly landed.
I did some model rockets when I was 8 or 10. Mom and Dad bought me a little, I think it was Osteez or Estes or something like that. A little plastic stand, you know, with, you know, 4-3 feet on it with a rod, you know, the launch pad, and come with a little switch, you know, and had little igniters you stick up in the engine. And I don't know, I built 3 or 4 rockets when I was younger, but one year Mom bought me one for my birthday called the Mosquito, the little old bitty thing, but it had a big rocket in it. Shot it one time, never did find it. No parachute on it, or the parachute didn't deploy. I can't remember which one it was, but I've still got one in a shoebox that I built, Apollo something, I believe. But I think you and I are on the same lines there. I had a bicycle too, with a card on it to hit the spokes when you rode, made a clicking noise.
Well, one day I got crazy and put 4 cards on there. And that lasted about half a day, and then we got tired of it, took it back off. But anyway, I've had my share of wrecks too. One time I went out on a construction site, and they poured this huge slab, and they coated the slab with something, I guess, to keep moisture or whatever. So it was real slick, and I went out flying through there and put it in high gear, and everything was fine until I went to turn, and boy, that's when the trouble started.
What starts is always an end, so let me hear it.
Slid, it went down on the right side, and it bent the pedal crank, it bent the handlebars. It didn't skin me up because, like I said, everything was so slick, but I had to ride back home on a bent bicycle. I never did that again.
Larry, I need to take this, but I am fixing to go into a never-ending dead spot. I'm not sure if I'm in now, but I enjoyed the view, so, and I'm just going to be a problematic listener to this phone call. So.
KC4SKD. KD, mobile listening. KD, am I listening? KD clear.